Now, yesterday, Malcolm Turnbull said Australia and the US are joined at the hip when it comes to the military. With Trump and Kim Jong-un ramping up the rhetoric, where does this leave us? We have expert Dr. Jeffrey Robinson, who is currently in Seoul on Skype, to give us a little bit more background. Jeffrey, are you there?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm so glad this worked. Now, how did you become interested in North Korea? What was the path that led you to Seoul?
My focus is on South Korea and South Korean foreign policy, but inevitably anything to do with South Korean foreign policy, it includes North Korea as well. What brought me to Seoul? Work. Much easier to get work in South Korea than Australia as an academic.
Okay. How do you keep current, I guess, with a place that's so isolated like North Korea? Is it easier being in Seoul?
Well, I think that's the thing, really. I don't think any academics really know what's going on in North Korea. And a lot of it is just an academic tendency to want to talk to the media and to get a little bit of attention. You know, we're up there in our ivory towers and we don't get much media attention. So a lot of people turn to North Korea to grab that attention.
I understand that completely. What's the mood like there at the moment in South Korea at the moment? Is this kind of ramped up rhetoric with President Trump leaving people a little worried?
You know what? Nobody really worries about it whatsoever.
Really?
People in South Korea are just not concerned. I mean, in South Korea, you know, in Seoul in particular, they've lived with the threat of annihilation by artillery for, let's say, 30 years. So whether it's annihilation by artillery or annihilation by nuclear fallout, it doesn't make a difference. You know, people are more worried about getting hit by a bus than they are than getting a nuclear bomb.
Wow. So do you think that the way the West is worrying, kind of Australia in particular and the United States, is a little bit misplaced, or is it just that the South Koreans have become so numb to the conversation around North Korea?
It's a bit of both. You know, the way Australia has handled it is kind of typical in that North Korea for Australian politicians has become somewhat of a scratching post. You know, it enables them to be able to talk tough, it enables them to be able to talk about our alliance with the United States with no real responsibility and no real role to play in this theatre. But, you know, when you've got somebody like Trump in the White House, it makes it that much more risky. You know, the rhetoric which is going on now and the rhetoric which is getting stronger and stronger just opens the path to misinterpretation and miscalculation. It becomes a risk just through talking.
Do you think we should be worried here in Australia? Do you think we should be worried about North Korea?
No, not at all. Not whatsoever. I think the only time that North Korea ever mentions Australia, and it's usually a one-liner in one of their government publications, it'll be when an Australian politician says something like Malcolm Turnbull did yesterday.
Oh, wow, that's so interesting to learn that we're kind of such a small blip on their radar, and yet they're so dominating here in our media.
Yeah, it's quite strange, isn't it? And yeah, the other strange thing is that Malcolm Turnbull didn't mention South Korea whatsoever. And Donald Trump hardly ever mentioned South Korea. South Korea is the Korea to be watching. South Korea is Australia's fourth largest export partner. It's an important middle power, which Australia has a lot of interaction with on the global stage. It supports a lot of Australia's actions on the global stage. So, you know, it really is, you know, important to focus on South Korea rather than, you know, basically what is a big, you know, fluff talk about North Korea.
If something were to happen and if there were to be kind of an engagement between North Korea and the rest of the world, do you think South Korea would side with North Korea, or would it be more
I mean, South Korea is firmly, you know, an independent state, and it's got a very strong alliance with the United States. And, you know, South Korea, you know, is, of course, you know, literally at war with North Korea. South Korea would always turn to the United States for help and assistance.
Okay.
But at the same time, South Korea has to be concerned about Trump's talk. I mean, just yesterday, the South Korean president made sure he had a call with the United States and made sure that the United States agrees to talk and to tell South Korea about anything that it's planning to do on the Korean Peninsula.
Okay, it's really interesting to see how those relationships are being stretched and those relationships are being tested, I guess, during this time. And it'll be very interesting to see how it all plays out over the coming kind of months when the dust starts to settle or it gets kicked up a little bit more. Dr. Robertson, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Dr. Jeffrey Robinson from ANU College for Asia and the Pacific talking to us about North Korea. Very interesting stuff there. We'll pop some more links on the podcast at the end of the show if you'd like to read some more.